Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. The state report analyzing the response to the Boston Marathon bombings was released today. And while the report praises the overall response, it also raises concerns about what it says was a lack of coordination and control among law enforcement. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is here with more. Hi there, Bruce.
Hi, Deb.
So let's talk about the criticisms in this report. It points out some pretty significant problems, in particular in Watertown. First, let's start with some of the issues it raised about the shootout with the Tsarnaev brothers.
Well, the report talks a lot about what police call weapons discipline. You know, you don't fire your weapon when you're not supposed to. It said that the Watertown officers, who were the first responders on the scene at Laurel Street, practiced appropriate weapons discipline, which is really remarkable considering the conditions that they were faced with. I mean, they're having shots fired at them. They had bombs thrown at them. But then the report says the other law enforcement officers, there were Cambridge Police, Boston, Newton, State Police, they fired without having identified and then lined up their targets or appropriately aimed their weapons. And the report says that there were more than 200 shots fired. One of them hit the MBTA officer, Dick Donahue, nearly killing him. And then almost at the precisely the same time, Deb, another thing happened. Four blocks away, a policeman fired on a black pickup truck that was being driven down Mount Auburn Street by two plainclothes officers.
Stop fire! Adam Street, Watertown! Black pickup!
So it's Adam Street in Mount Auburn. It was really amazing.
And then there was, of course, the manhunt for Jahar Tsarnaev and his capture once he was found in that boat in a backyard in Watertown. The report says there were more problems there, too.
Well, yeah, it says there were 2,500 officers from 116 different federal, state, and local agencies that had kind of converged on Watertown, kind of self-reporting. They came from Rhode Island. They came from New York. They came from Connecticut. The report says there was really no one there at the command center at the Arsenal Mall to basically, you know, decide and assign where they were going to go. The report says that the self-deployment compromised officer safety. And then hours later, when they identified the suspect in the boat, in their dry boat, they cited again weapons discipline when an officer without appropriate authority fired his weapon in response to what he thought was movement in the boat. And then, well, it seemed to be contagious. So Deb, this is audio from a person's cell phone video taken at the scene near Franklin Street in Watertown. It goes on for 20 seconds. They're shooting at that boat. There were more than 200 shots fired into the boat.
And we also hear police talking. We also have the tape of that. Isn't that right, Bruce?
That's right.
Police explaining the shots
being
fired. This is
Boston Police Commissioner Evans took control of the situation.
Multiple shots fired here, okay? Everyone hold their fire. Hold their fire.
All units, hold your fire. Hold your fire.
Everybody hold till we have the tactical here, all right?
Now, Deb, what's interesting is the report doesn't deal so much in specifics as systems, and it doesn't answer a lot of critical questions like why it took 18 hours to find Jahar Tsarnaev in that boat when he was only 300 yards from the SUV that he ditched.
Hmm. This report is lengthy, 130 pages long. It was written by emergency management folks, public health, law enforcement, the National Guard. And it says overall, though, it calls everything, you know, the response really a great success.
Yeah, it's interesting. It had praise that he praised on the medical preparation before the marathon. It talked about the criminal investigation, how that went well, and the reopening of Boylston Street just 36 hours after the bombings. So that was, they got high praises for.
And what about other weaknesses that were shown here, particularly the coordination of information?
Okay, so this after-action report says that over time, that the beginning, the public messaging was very good, but that over time, quickly actually, the messaging became less coordinated among the agencies and that this led to conflicting information getting out to the media. They're particularly critical of how they handled social media. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you something. This report was actually completed, Deb, last November. The U.S. attorney didn't want it released during the Tsarnaev trial, but it came out now because a reporter at a TV station filed a public records request, and then the state was required to release it. But, you know, this is Good Friday. This is the eve of Passover, and it's not helping reporters, and I'm not sure it's helping the public because there's a lot of people just not getting it.
Any reaction to this report, Bruce, so far?
Well, law enforcement agencies have gotten together. They've changed their critical response guidelines, and that's basically how they they communicate and organize their command in response to something, you know, a large emergency. I did speak to Kurt Schwartz. He's the Undersecretary of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
Everybody has taken those findings very seriously, and we collectively acknowledge that those were real issues.
Yeah, there were real issues, and now we got a real report. It's 130 pages.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Deb.